almost 4.8 million South Africans have not yet claimed their pension savings worth almost 42 billion rand. The Financial Services Conduct Authority says this amount has the potential to change and impact the lives of many and contribute to the financial freedom of communities. Now we're joined by the project lead of Unclaimed Benefits at Liberty, which is Kabelo van der Merwe, to discuss this further. Welcome, Kabelo, to the show.
Good evening, Zindiswa. Thank you for having me and even to your listeners as well.
Now, when talking about unclaimed benefits, what exactly are we referring to?
Essentially, unclaimed benefits are retirement savings that have not been claimed, either when a person leaves their employment because they found another job, they've been retrenched, or unfortunately they pass on and a period of time lapses and these monies have not been claimed. By legislation, it's a period of 24 months that lapses from a member not claiming their monies when they are legally due and payable. They thus become unclaimed. Hence, we call them unclaimed benefits.
Mm. Now, you've obviously listed some of the reasons that funds could be unclaimed, but what generally happens to these funds then after that 24-month period?
So post that 24-month period, these monies are housed in a vehicle called an unclaimed benefit fund that is almost a safe haven where it's linked to a money market type savings where the money is safe and invested. Some growth will obviously accumulate, but it's not so volatile or so aggressive. So the members' monies are not really exposed to any loss as such. They are kept safe in that vehicle that's administered by a board of trustees, and obviously retirement fund administrators like Liberty and the likes look after those monies on behalf of the members until a time where these members come forth to claim, or they are found via our tracing streams and avenues, because as retirement fund administrators, the onus also lies on us as well. If these people are not coming forth, we need to find out why are they not coming to claim their monies, let them know, and assist them in essentially getting these hard-earned monies.
And once they're in this unclaimed benefit and you've obviously done all the tracking and tracing, is there maybe a time period attached to how long they can remain there before they are completely forfeited by whoever the contributor may be, or even the beneficiaries of the claim itself?
That's an excellent question. Thank you for that. And I'm sure it's also a fear of a lot of South Africans that these monies might lie there and there might be a cut off time when they can't access these monies. But fortunately, how the retirement fund industry operates, these monies lie there in perpetuity until the members or the beneficiaries of the members come forth to claim. So at least the monies are safe until the right member or beneficiary comes forth. There's no time frame attached. We don't say after 5 years you are not able to claim these monies. So these monies are safe and available. And yeah, we are waiting for these people to come forward or their beneficiaries at least.
Mm. And for those of you who've just tuned in, we are taking care of business on Rise FM with the project lead of Unclaimed Benefits at Liberty, Kabelo van der Merwe. Now, Kabelo, for those South Africans who were the contributor or beneficiary who may have unclaimed retirement benefits, where would they turn to at this point if maybe it's from an employer from 6-7 years ago?
I think the safest avenue to go to is the FSCA website. They have an amazing search functionality where it allows you to enter your details or your family members' details that you're looking for these benefits for. It will direct you to, so if the benefit is there, it will direct you to who the retirement fund administrator is, what the contact details, and you can from there on in take it from there, contact the retirement fund administrator. We as Liberty have also taken suit from the FSCA, who's obviously the conduct authority. We have a similar search functionality on our website to make it easier for our members or former members. If they go onto our website, there's an unclaimed benefit section. They can also search there. Alternatively, we also have an email box where they can send us their name and ID number, which is ubtracing@liberty.com. www.mybank.co.za. We will then also check against our repository. If we find the match, we'll definitely contact them back. And even if we don't, we obviously respond and advise that there isn't. But in most cases where there is, we let them know and provide them with the requisite claim forms and guide them through the process until the process is paid to the rightful member or beneficiary. Mm.
And what documentation or information would one then need for you to be able to assist them in tracing these benefits? Because I'm sure like your name and surname isn't enough for such a process.
Sure, sure. It obviously will not suffice, and more so because this space is quite prone to fraud. There's a lot of fraudsters out in the market tricking people, saying, I'm going to pay these monies on your behalf. I can help you. Give me R1,000. Give me this, do this, or give me a portion of the help to pay, which is really unlawful and unfair to these people that worked so hard for their monies. So as Liberty, part of the verification process we follow, pay these claims, we obviously would require an ID to verify it's the right person we are paying the money to. We need proof of residence, a tax number to tie back with SARS record, because these monies are available with SARS from an income tax perspective. So we need details again to also put through the application via SARS for tax clearance. Information of bank details where these monies are to be paid to, which has to tie with the ID and who the member is. And finally, proof of employment. We need to be able to tie back to one of the employers that we have on our side whose members have been contributing to our fund. The process is quite stringent, and I think it's more from a fraud evasion perspective. We don't want to find ourselves in a position where we are saying, come forth, and then we just quickly pay off the money. It's about paying the right money to the right member or their family members, because I think, honestly, it's all about the financial freedom we want to offer these people. So what benefit is there? Contribute this money, and then a fraudster comes along with fraudulent documents and easily gets this money. So I think it's a stringent process that we follow to make sure that the money lands in the right hands. Mm.
And usually when we discuss provident or pension funds or retirement annuities, there's always an element of tax once the money is paid out. But in a situation where it has been unclaimed for a period of time, is there an additional tax that we can anticipate?
It's not an additional tax per se. There's tax on unclaimed benefit, which on the historic funds was tax prior. So for some of those that the tax was tax prior, they will not be taxed again. Others will even be a nil tax directive if maybe you're not cashing out the money, if it's being transferred to another pension fund, for example, or you're purchasing a retirement annuity, an investment of sort, this money is not taxable. We just go to SARS for a nil tax directive for clearance purposes. No tax will go off that money. So the tax that really goes off is really fair and square and attributable to the money, the principal money that's due to the members.
And for those who've just tuned in, yes, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM as we chat to the project lead of Unclaimed Benefits at Liberty, Kabelo van der Merwe. Now, Kabelo, for people to avoid finding themselves in such situations, would you say it's important, how important is it being aware of how much money is being deducted and just keeping tabs on such information?
You know, that's so important. I think you've touched on the important point. It's about members having a relationship with their retirement fund administrator. Firstly, a lot of people are not even aware that they contribute towards a pension fund. They see this deduction on the payslip. They do not follow up and find out why the money is paid out. If they are aware that they are contributing, 90% of the time, they do not know who the retirement fund administrator is. It makes it difficult for them to even find out how these monies are growing during the period of time, making different elections, making beneficiary nominations, and importantly, updating their contact details or records with the retirement fund administrator. So if that relationship is harnessed from right from the beginning, it's easier to keep tabs on how the investment is growing, make informed decision if you want the money invested in different investment vehicles that we offer while this money is in our funds. Also, from a contact details perspective, when it comes the time for claiming and you do not come forth, at least as a retirement fund administrator, we are able to contact you or your family and say, hey, Mr. XYZ belonged to this pension fund, but we see that he's no longer contributing. What has happened? Has he left the employment? Has he passed on? And from there on, it's easy to claim their money. So from an information perspective, let's make it a habit of having open discussions and opening this relationship with our retirement fund administrators. And I think another important factor that we need to do is have open discussions with our families as well. A lot of the times when a person passes on, for example, families do not know that their family member had a pension fund and where to go to, which really exacerbates the matter that we have at hand. So let's have the relationship with the administrator and have open and honest discussions with our family members about these savings.
How are we having these conversations with our family members without being targeted? You know, when the kids know how much it's going to pay out, anything can happen.
Well, it's for their benefit. I mean, financial education and awareness in these day and times is quite imperative. I have a 5-year-old and I'm already teaching him the concept of investing and having a good relationship with money. Mm. So I think to avoid being in this situation where we have about 4.8 million people in a country that's really struggling with poverty, unemployment, a lot of other challenges, but then there's this money that these people can really tap into to help them realize their dream and live the financial freedom that we promised them as retirement administrators. How do we get there if we don't want to tackle these so-called difficult conversations? Mm. You know, I think let's normalize these conversations in our families, in the generations and communities that we live in. I think it's about time, Denise.
Thank you so much, Kabelo, for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that was the project lead of Unclaimed Benefits at Liberty, Kabelo Fadermerba, obviously taking us through ways of tracing and tracking unclaimed benefits. If you've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with Zingisa Chirwa.